This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Political activities have intensified for government formation in West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and Kerala after declaration of assembly polls results. Following the BJP's sweeping victory in West Bengal assembly elections, preparations are in full swing for the formation of the new government and the oath-taking ceremony in the state. The new cabinet members are likely to be sworn in on the 9th of this month, the birth anniversary of Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah are expected to attend the ceremony. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician C. Joseph Vijay's Tamarag Vetrikarigam, or TVK, has emerged as the single largest party in the state, winning 108 seats. Following the party's strong electoral debut, newly elected TVK legislators have formally elected Mr. Vijay as their leader in legislative party meeting at the party headquarters in Panayur, near Chennai. Meanwhile, outgoing Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has submitted his resignation to the governor, which has been accepted. In Kerala, the Congress-led UDF is holding informal discussions on the formation of a government. The BJP has appointed senior party leader and union minister Amit Shah as central observer for the election of the leader of the legislative party in West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manjhi has been appointed as the central co-observer in the state. Union Minister G.P. Nadda has been appointed as central observer for the election of the leader of the legislative party in Assam. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has been appointed as the central co-observer in the state. These names were approved by the BJP Parliamentary Board for central observers. The Bihar State Cabinet under the leadership of Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary is set to undergo a significant expansion on 7th of May. State BJP President Sanjay Saravgi said that the swearing-in ceremony will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President Nitin Naveen, JDU President Nitish Kumar and other senior leaders of the NDA. Mr. Saravgi added that Gandhi Maidan has been chosen as the venue for the ceremony. Preparations for the event are already underway. Public entry to Gandhi Maidan has been restricted and security arrangements have been tightened in view of the high-profile gathering. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that development cooperation remains a key pillar of the partnership between India and Jamaica. Dr. Jayashankar was addressing the media after his meeting with Jamaican Foreign Minister Kamala Johnson-Smith and other cabinet members. The External Affairs Minister said that talks were comprehensive and substantive, covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties and identifying new avenues to further strengthen cooperation.
We reviewed the entire gamut of India-Jamaica relations. We identified new avenues for further strengthening our partnership. We have signed several important agreements. And we discussed effective implementations of MOUs, which have been recently concluded in the fields of digital transformation, cultural exchange, sports and digital payments to ensure tangible outcomes on the ground.
The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract with Bharat Electronics Limited, Hyderabad, for procurement of 5 ground-based mobile electronic systems worth 1,400 crore rupees for the Indian Army with minimum 72% indigenous content. The ministry said that the contract under the Buy Indian Indigenously Designed, Developed and Manufactured category was inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh today in New Delhi. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today chaired a high-level review meeting in New Delhi on highway maintenance initiatives across Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Gujarat. The review focused on enhancing road durability, safety standards and overall commuter experience across key national highway corridors. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has welcomed the issuance of a gazette notification for the establishment of the South Coast Railway Zone with Visakhapatnam as its headquarter. In a social media post, Mr. Naidu described the development as a long-cherished dream of the people of the state finally becoming a reality. According to the Ministry of Railways, the new zone will begin official operations from the 1st of June this year. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Chennai Super Kings at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.